Dearly beloved, Christ is among us. This parable that our Lord tells us today of Lazarus and the rich man is well known. And there is so much in this parable that one of our great saints, John Chrysostom, preached not one, but four successive homilies on this one gospel. I'm not going to preach four homilies in a row today. I only want to focus on two things, on the rich man and on Lazarus. On the rich man, why he was condemned. He was condemned because, though he had everything, he considered it his. He could look at that food on his table and say, "That's mine." Look at the clothing he was wearing, "That's mine." And he never saw beyond himself. He never saw the poor man at his gate. He did not realize, as one of the great saints has told us, our salvation is with our neighbor. When we set up walls between one another, those who are inside and those who are outside, brothers and sisters, we are not on the way to salvation. The great saints all struggled to see every human person as one with them. Not only the people who were doing good things, but even the people who were doing evil things. That they are my responsibility too. That they are mine. That I am one with them because I am the first of sinners. To see not simply myself in our self-will, our ego, our selfishness, but to see others as one with us. And the saints indeed, one of them said that, he struggled his whole life to see all human persons as one with him. And this the rich man did not do. He did not see Lazarus. He did not see Lazarus as his responsibility. He's at my gate, he's not my responsibility. He gave him nothing. And notice our Lord says, Lazarus desired to eat the scraps that fell from the table. Because Jesus said he desired it, he doesn't say Lazarus ever got the scraps. He didn't even get those. He didn't even get the leftovers from the rich man who kept everything to himself within his gate, within his house. Even if he had given him a crumb, he would have found some favor before the Lord. The rich man makes me think of that Russian folk tale of the old woman who was mean all her life, gave nothing to no one, except to one beggar, she gave an onion. And when she died, she was in the lake of fire, and her guardian angel was thinking and thinking of some good deed, some way she had allowed God into her life to present to God. And her guardian angel said, "She gave an onion to a beggar." And God told the angel, "Take that onion, go to the woman, let her grab hold of it, and pull her out of the lake of fire. And if she can hold on to it, she will be saved." And so the angel did as God directed. And the woman had grabbed hold of the onion, and her guardian angel was pulling her up to heaven. And the other ones suffering in the lake of fire saw her leaving, and she was almost out. And they grabbed onto her tightly to go out with her. And she turned to them and said, "No, this onion is mine." And it fell apart, and she went to the lake of fire. That shows us what our love is to be. Not focused only on us, but on others. And the second lesson is Lazarus, whom the saints looked at this gospel, and they said, Jesus never said that Lazarus was a particularly pious person. He never said Lazarus was righteous. He never said Lazarus was a good person. He only said that Lazarus was poor, and he suffered. And suffering is hard enough. But suffering at the gate of someone who could change his life, and nothing came through that gate for him. Suffering so that, as our Lord said, he had sores on his body, and the dogs came up to lick it. Lick the sores. And this tells us that even the animals saw something the rich man didn't see. The animals licked Lazarus' sores because they realized here was one of God's chosen ones. Here was one who was enduring with patience the suffering and pain that was coming his way, who never uttered a word of complaint. He didn't complain about the rich man. He didn't complain about his lot in life. He let those dogs come and lick his wounds. Those animals who understood what the rich man didn't, that here was a saint at the man's gate. And that reminds me of the first council, where one of the bishops, Paphnutius, who was a confessor of the faith before the time of Constantine, had one of his eyes put out because he was a Christian. And before every session of the council, Saint Constantine went over and kissed that empty eye socket of Paphnutius. He honored his wound. He honored his suffering. And that's what these dogs were doing to Lazarus that the rich man did not. Beloved, our love must go to seeing everyone as one with us, the good and the bad, praying for those who commit evil and those who do good. And like Lazarus, we all suffer. We all endure pain of one sort or another. And the only way for us to bear with patience our pain is by prayer, by confession, by Holy Communion, by thinking on the suffering of Christ and the sufferings of all of his holy ones, by visiting those who are worse off than us, and by meditating on the blessedness of paradise with God in his angels and with his saints. Because, beloved, there is no other path of salvation except the cross. The way of sorrow, of patience, of sacrifice. Because Jesus himself has told us that by patience we will gain our souls. And elsewhere he says, those who endure to the end with patience will be saved. Let us love one another, not only us here, but everyone love. And let us be patient. Be patient with our own sufferings. Be patient with others. And be patient with our life. Through Jesus Christ, amen.